Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave a comment. Also, the podcast is now available on Google Play and Spotify with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms at Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. At ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and follow. You can also check us out on our website for our past episodes at ICBWPodcast.com. And remember, we're still picking random listeners on a weekly basis who leave comments and rate us on Apple Podcasts or connect with us on social media and share our content. The winners will get a prize pack that includes one of our t-shirts and some other merchandise that I know you're going to love because, as I always say, I will not give you shit that you cannot use. So now, without further delay, let's get this thing rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things culture. He's my partner in podcast crime. Reds, what is the deal, player?
What's going on with you, Fresh?
Man, you know what it is, man. I'm just trying to stay fresh.
Trying to stay fresh, man.
Trying to live up to the moniker, man. Just trying to do it, man.
Hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, man. I know you've been on vacation.
Man, you know, I got a little bit of sun and everything. I'm looking right Cuban right now.
You're still a little high yellow to me, though.
You're still high yellow, man. Yeah, man. Team light skin, bro. Is that how we roll? All right, man. Hey, look, man. We got a special show today, man. We have a, you know, as everybody knows, our one of our main things here is highlighting black businesses. And we have another black business owner online with us today. This is Mr. Arrington Gavin. He is the founder, creator, and CEO of Rugged Evolution. It's a consumer brand of male grooming products. And we want to introduce you to this brand because it is a great brand. And we want to do our best to put this in front of as many people as we possibly can. So, Mr. Gavin, what's going on with you, man?
What's going on, fellas? Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, man, you know, we just live it, man. We're trying to do it. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. We're trying to enjoy this. Trying to enjoy a little bit of this heat. It's a little too hot for me. It's around 95 degrees. I'm actually in the North Carolina area. I'm at my old alma mater. So
okay.
It's a little toasty around here.
Where'd you go to school, man?
I went to school actually at a small school at Chauwan University in Murfreesboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Chauwan.
Okay. Yeah, about an hour away from East Carolina.
Okay. All right. So you're in like the, what? Is that Western Carolina?
Yeah. Yes. Eastern
Carolina. Okay. All right, man. What's you, man? You know, we're based out of Charlotte, man. And so, man, it's a pleasure to have you today. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your brand, man, Rugged Evolution. I got the samples in the mail, man. You know, I've been washing my beard and putting the balm everywhere, man. And I love it, man. It really makes my beard feel, you know, really soft and manageable. And the scent lasts for, you know, for a long time, man. So let's just go ahead and get into a conversation about it, man. What, you know, tell us something about yourself, man. Tell us about the man behind Rugged Evolution and you know, something that we may not know. And also about the current vision of your brand, man.
Okay, great. Well, I was born and raised in Chesapeake, Virginia. Graduated at Norfolk Christian High School in Norfolk, Virginia. I attended private school. From there on, I went on to attend Chauwan University in Murfreesboro, North Carolina. I was a part of the graduating class of 2017, last May. And from there, I had graduated with a BS in wellness, recreation, and sports to really enter the field of health and wellness because I always had a deep passion about the human body inside and out. So I went on from there and wanted to pursue between personal training and physical therapy around that field. And as for my vision for Rugged, it's really simple. Just I want Rugged Evolution. I want it to be global recognized name in everyone's household. I want it to basically be the first thing when they hear Rugged is a new smooth, our tagline, Rugged is a new smooth. I want them to know that they're talking about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. When they first Google, when they first hit that Google search box and hit that first letter R, I want us to be the first one up there. Feel me? I want basically to be up there around with the greats. I want to be number one, one of the number one beard care products out there.
Well, man, I tell you, man, if what I've sampled thus far is just the start for you, I mean, you're definitely going in the right direction, man.
Thank you.
In using the beard shampoo, I mean, it lathers up very, very nicely. It cleans everything out of your beard, you know, as far as the oils and stuff that can accumulate, but it doesn't dry it out. It still leaves it nice and nice and hydrated. And I definitely appreciate that, because, you know, with me having a gray beard, you know, my hair is the hair texture has changed. It's not what it was when it was black. So it's a little coarser. So to be able to have something that not only conditions but hydrates and also, you know, makes it feel manageable and not brittle. I mean, that if this is the start, man, you're definitely on your way to something good.
Thank you so much.
It's no problem, man. Reg has a question for you.
Hey, Arrington, going into business is a major decision. Why did you decide to do it, and what made you want to produce men's grooming products?
Well, actually, entering into the business world, I guess, like the entrepreneurship family, basically, it was always in my blood. My two amazing parents, they were both great entrepreneurs. My mother is a real estate broker as well as owned a few businesses. My father is a retired firefighter, but he also owned a janitorial business, and he's a current educator as well. Both my parents also flip houses on the side. So really, you know, growing up, I always had that drive and that passion that I would pursue a business, and whether it was real estate or not real estate, I never really knew, but I've always kind of had that business kind of mindset. If you guys understand what I'm saying, I always wrote down my ideas and everything on paper, almost like a diary. So as for entering the beard care community, or entering the beard care market, it started for me my freshman year in college. I was a free man. My freshman year, I was on my own. I decided to go with a new look. I grew out my hair, my beard, and to me, it was cool because at the time, really, ladies love the bearded gentleman. So I'm like, okay, let me grow this beard out. For real. So I'm like, I'm 18, 19. I'm living my life by myself. So I grew my hair out, and I never really, I grew it out, but not having the knowledge of knowing how to properly maintain a beard, how to really have the maintenance and everything like that. So right. I just basically kicked it out, did whatever, and that was it. But I basically had a wake up call because I was walking around town near my campus, near my school, and people started coming up to me, giving me words of inspiration, handing me like loose change, and telling me, "Oh, it's gonna be all right, baby. You'll make a way. Hang in there." And I'm like, exactly. I'm like, okay, what was going on? I mean, I took the change. I mean, I didn't, you know, they gave it to me, but I get back to my room and I look in the mirror. I'm like, what is going on? So I'm like, wait a minute. Now, like I said, it was a small town, so you will see a couple of homeless people, you know, here and there. So I'm like, oh my goodness, they thought I was homeless. So
wow.
I'm like, okay, I have to do something about this. So fast forward to my sophomore year, and I started to purchase beard care products, using it, seeing how to. I started learning basically how to maintain a beard, basically, and I started to see the results and started to see, okay, this is working, this is good. But at that time, I had a beard length, say 4 to 5 inches. The longer the length, the more maintenance it requires. The more products I had to buy.
And I
need money to really buy more products. So as a college student, I didn't have a job at that during that time, and I really could not afford it. I'm spending almost $100 a month on beard care products, where I could use that money. That was my weekend money. That was my turn-up money. I needed that money. I couldn't afford
it's real talk.
I couldn't afford all these products. So I told myself, look, let me try and make my own products, homegrown products, kind of like a, you know, remedy kind of thing. So I had started researching all natural products, carrier and essential oils, and did my research, went to libraries, read books on them, and I really started making it in my house. And luckily for me, I had close friends and cousins that were new to the beer community, just like me. So I made big batches and gave it to them. And I started getting great reviews. I started getting great reviews from them. And in my mind, I'm like, if this is really good, I really should pursue this. So I had mentioned it to my mom and she agreed. So I put it on paper and I wrote that down because this was probably around my junior year when I started to write the ideas down. And I had put it down, stuck that in my head because I never give up on any of my ideas that I always write. I almost had like a diary, so it was like more than 50. And luckily for me, when I hung up from her, what do I see when I walk outside on campus? I look north, south, all directions, north, south, east, and west, and I see guys with beards, guys with facial mustaches, everywhere. Mustaches, goatee, you name it, all ethnicities, all types of all hair types. And to me, that was value. So I'm like, cha-ching. So I'm like, it's a market. It told me there was a market for it. So from then on, that's basically when Rugged was birthed. That's when it was birthed.
So how did you come up with the name Rugged Evolution?
Rugged Evolution, I watched my products take a rough and rugged beard and evolve it into something smooth and manageable. Hence the tagline, Rugged is the New Smooth. So that's how I thought of a Rugged Evolution.
Okay.
And that was pretty much that. I think Red, you asked what was the other question you asked, the last question you asked?
Oh, additionally, what was your course of action to bring your products to the market? And I think you pretty much addressed that. You can kind of address that. And earlier, Fresh and I sort of chuckled when you said, I guess when women started to see and like your beard, and usually, we do things that women like, we sort of cling to what the women want us to like because that's basically what we do. We do it for them.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
No matter what age.
Right.
But
right.
It's very inspiring that you have a support system from your parents who are entrepreneurs.
Especially
at a young age. You start all this at a very young age as well.
Oh, and absolutely. I mean, it was just, I made sure once I started it, I had to always write a bit, right when I wrote the idea. I had to write a business plan. I had to put a team together. I had to think of marketing. Had to think of the budget because everything, you have to have the finance. Graphics, business. From there on, a logo was designed. I incorporated it. I applied for my logo and the name to be trademarked. And thank God we actually became trademarked 3 weeks ago, which was a long process because we started that in December. So I'm grateful that we got trademarked.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. And just from there on, we're also it's a successful website right now. We're also sold on Amazon, Etsy, and we are sold in three local stores of Hampton Roads, Virginia.
Okay.
So it's really improving. And I'm like I said, I keep my prayers going and just, ask the Lord to pour his blessings on me.
Indeed.
And just see where it goes on from there.
That's what's up, man. Hey, look, every business owner has challenges that they face.
Mm-hmm.
And, can you talk about some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome to make, Rugged Evolution a success?
Oh, absolutely. Honestly, my first biggest obstacle, first for me was fear. I mean, fear was everything. Fear was everything because I knew that I was creating a product that I'm not just sending to one person or two people or three. I'm sending it for the world to see. So I will be receiving, some will like it, some might not. So it was a fearful thing. And for a long time, I would allow negative thoughts and words from others to make me doubt and say, what am I doing? What the heck am I doing here? So it was definitely fear. And I think the next challenge for me, getting my product approved to be sold on Amazon. We actually signed on Amazon January. We signed on Amazon in January, and it actually took a 3 month. It was a 3 month process to become live on Amazon because our product is a topical, meaning that anything that applies on the face and skin, they had to put, kind of clear it through a bunch of tests and stuff like that. And just to get it cleared as a non-hazardous. So it was a long process. And like I said, it was between that and fear. Because fear can, cause a lot of obstacles, really. But those are probably my two main things while creating this.
Great. Yeah. You know, we think it's important to feature black entrepreneurs here and think the support of black business is paramount. From your perspective as a brand developer, ambassador, and executive officer, can you speak to the importance of supporting black-owned businesses?
Oh, absolutely. Importance of supporting black-owned businesses, I think it is very important to support black-owned businesses because most of us all start, we start off small. We are not always fortunate to have a ton of money to invest, and it can take a long, it can take longer to surface on the map. So we all, I think, need to support and invest in each other's businesses, because I always say, I'll just say, for example, look at professional athletes or guys in the music industry. If they were not blessed with that talent that they had, say, for in sports or in music, they will never be, I'll say, a Sean John or I'll just say the movie Uncle Drew. I'm just, you know, stuff like that. I think, you know, for us is definitely the finances. And like I said, it takes a longer service on that. But I think we definitely should continue to support us, and having the support from others who walk the same path is encouraging and will always uplift each other.
Let me ask you a quick follow-up question to that, man. Do you have an idea of what your demographics are as far as the people who have, you know, invested in Rugged Evolution thus far? Is it mostly us, or do you have any way of tracking that? Because I would, if people are looking for, you know, a great product as far as their beer care goes, I mean, I really feel like that they should be looking to you. But do you have people that are saying, hey man, you know, I really love what you're doing. You know, I want to put my dollar, into your company. I mean, how are you tracking that? Or, just kind of curious. That's kind of like just a fresh question. I just kind of want to know, you know, who's supporting you right now.
Demographic as far as customer.
Yeah.
Customer,
yeah. Just customer.
Wise,
just customer. Wise. Yeah.
Customer. Really, it's a mixture. It really is. I can't say it's one race now. I can only assume by seeing my face, you know, I could say that it might be mostly it might be a good portion of African American, but as a millennial, I mean, we all stick together, and just like I said, a part of the bearded community, right. We all stick together. So I would say it's a mixture between all, and I'm grateful for it, because once again, that's another fear when they, you know, they see my face. Is it, you know, are they gonna, you know, buy it? It's all kind of second guessing myself, but. Yeah, definitely a mixed audience, mixed demographics.
I got you. And it's good, man, that you're getting a mix there, because I mean, I guess at the end of the day, that's kind of an entrepreneur's dream to get that acceptance, you know, across all those lines. So.
Absolutely. I mean, really, once I told you I had received good reviews from my friends and family, I mean, that was my acceptance right there, because trust me, my friends and cousins, they won't lie to me. they, if it's bad, look, it's bad. Right. Okay. So just, you know, just knowing that I received good comments from them, I'm like, okay, they're going to be my future customer. I'm just saying that's what I'm looking forward to continue to hear. And just really for me, it's that moment when I get my first sale, that was definitely accomplishment, was, you know, receiving that first sale, whether it was on our website, whether it was on Amazon. It's just, I'm always grateful for every sale we make and every like we receive on social media, just everything. Cause we also receive, people will call in with questions on our, on our toll free number. They'll call to have questions before they purchase. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's just all a blessing.
That's
right,
what's
now.
Up. And let me ask you, another really quick question. What is your what's your manufacturing process like? I mean, how do you come up with these formulas and these fragrances and things like that? Because when I looked at your website and I saw how many that you had, I'm like, man, they're really putting in some work. Do you have a team that actually does that for you, or is that something that you sit down and you map out yourself? So how do you go about that? What's your methodology?
Myself.
Okay.
Like I said before, I've always wrote ideas almost like on a personal diary. So the titles of each scent has already been planned way ahead before I started the scent. Like I said, when I was doing research on really making my own at the time, before I even thought about selling it, I was always looking at the different fragrances. And then I told myself, you know, as uh, uh, what I think that was my main plan, was having more than 15 cents, because you can say that's too much, that's, you're kind of overdoing it, but I always say, look, everybody has a different preference. Everybody has a different type. You have medium, you have a strong, you have a lighter scent. So as for the names and deciding, I do most of it all myself, but I do have a second team, my business of operations, as well as just as my creative director, Patrick Lewis. We all sit down, discuss it after I really think of it, and then just program just to see how it goes from there and stuff like that. But yeah, small group.
Okay, because the one that I picked out, when your team reached out to me and asked me what I wanted to sample, you know, I just went for the vanilla musk. And man, I'm telling you, I'm really impressed by it. The scent lasts just about all day long. And it was, you know, I got a lot of, you know, inquiries like, you know, what's, you know, what cologne are you on? I was like, it's not a cologne. It's just beard balm. I mean, and like I said, it's really good. I mean, it's a pleasant scent. And, you know, I'll definitely be racking up on some stuff from you, man. I'm going to be placing an order, you know, trying a few different things and, you know, see which one, you know, I roll with long term. So I definitely appreciate you making such a great product, man.
You're welcome. Look, there's more to come. Thank you.
Hey, Arrington, I was on your website as well, and I noticed that you work with a Dr. James. She's a trichologist?
Oh yes, Dr. Day. Because all my stuff is definitely at, I want to get approved, because she's also a part of the team when I do my test. She's a great successful trichologist. Dr. James is a smart lady, and she's here to receive questions also on our website. Any question that the gentleman will have, and I'm really honored to have her a part of the team.
Hey, Arrington, man, what, you know, you mentioned that you're only 23, and that's pretty young to have accomplished as much as you've already accomplished, man. It's really a great feat. But when, you know, retrospectively looking back at it, is there any advice, you know, that you would give to a person who wanted to start a business of their own?
Advice I would give a person wanting to start a business, to dream big, because you always have to never second guess yourself. I myself used to second guess myself, but I always will correct myself, because I said, wait a minute, any little idea I think of, let me put that down on paper. Let me not give up and throw it away, because I feel like any idea that you throw away and get ready to throw in the trash, somebody in China or anywhere, they will hurry up and catch it. Hey, look, that's my idea right there. That's my idea. So mainly to say, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was not the first guy that thought of Facebook.
Right.
I mean, it was probably someone else that had thought of Facebook, but them being, you know, that word I talked about earlier, fear, they might say, nobody would. Or even the founder of Amazon. I mean, Amazon's the biggest thing right now on the market. I mean, the founder, they just said, I think he's worth $150 billion. That stuff right there, just, he never gave up on his dream. No, never give up on your dream. So I would say, dream big, study and learn your competition. Because for me, the first thing I did before I thought of a title, I said, let me look at my competition. Let me look to see who I'm going up against, because I want to see what we're lacking right now in the beard community, in the beard market. So what can I do to help improve? And for me, I saw some companies no more than, I'll just say, 5 cents. For me, I said, okay, let me create 5 more. I mean, let me create 6 more. So let me try and have a little level up on my competition. So definitely check out your competition. And also to see what, that helped me pick out my scent. So I knew some were always not just in the strong scent. There might have been some companies that said, we rely just on strong scents. Another top company might have relied on light scents. So that being said, check out your competition. Offer a product that people need. Like I told you, when I hung up from off the phone from talking to my mom about the idea, I came outside and I saw nothing but guys with beards, mustaches, goatees. So I knew it was a product that was well needed. So I would definitely say, offer a product that people will need. Try to develop a team, because you can't do it all. And don't be afraid to ask for help. And I talked about budget earlier. Incorporate trademark and get insurance. Get insurance. That's another thing. Get insurance and make your dream a reality.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, I see you also having a little fun with it as well. On your website, you have a Rugged Man of the Month contest mm-hmm. that's going on. Tell us just a little bit about that. What's the criteria?
About our Rugged Man of the Month?
Yes.
Yeah, well, what it was a contest we had thought of from a while back. I had thought of it, I'll say probably a little bit last year, and then I said, well, let me hold it all because I wanted to do other things that I wanted to kind of focus on. And what it basically was just to have a contest simply around the Father's Day time around that month, and for people that were to nominate their father or for man to nominate themselves to think that they're the right.
I should have did that, man. I should have put myself in. I should have threw my name in the hat, man. I missed out on that.
Look,
man.
It's not wrong with that. You could nominate yourself, man. Could nominate yourself, man. You can nominate yourself for any person. Really, just we were approaching just anybody that had that special man in their life to nominate them, and we're just, you know, praise them and show them recognition, because Rugged Man of the Month is not just, you know, just show a man. We're not always just focusing on, I'll just say, if he has a better looking mustache and it's a better looking business. No, but we're, you know, just the person, and just to always show that, hey, look, these are guys that should be praised and should be recognized as being great fathers, great mentors, great rugged men. So we just wanted to definitely recognize that, and we just had the very first Ramon Harrison. I mean, what a great dude! And it was funny because I mean he ended up having a great background, as you see. Professional basketball player, played overseas, won a national title from Kentucky. So I was surprised. I saw the name, and then I'm like, okay. But it was so funny because it was really so many people that joined, so many great ones. But I didn't even know about the whole that this basketball, you know, guy or everything. It's stuff that just shocks you because I'm like, wow, he's heard about my product. And once again, I always come back to just more blessings start getting poured on when people recognize, you know, your product. So it was definitely something good, and we will be doing that again soon.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, maybe James Harden will catch on to that as well. I mean, you're really going to blow up if you get.
Right.
if you get him a LeBron on board with their beards, that'd be great.
Hey, look, if LeBron joins, I quit everything. I'm going to say, look, LeBron, look, if you need an assistant, okay? But that's another great guy. Set aside from his talent, man. I mean, great to the community, and just like I said, as an example, just always giving back and just always showing that they're more than just you know, the athlete. I just, you know, one of the guys I respect a lot, definitely.
Right.
And it's coming from a Knicks fan, by the way. This comes from a Knicks fan.
Oh wow! Yeah, you're looking for a come up there. hey, what can we expect in the future from Rugged Evolution?
What can we expect? Well, because, you know, we don't have a physical store. We're mostly an online business. So we are always taking our products out by attending vendor shows and getting into stores. Like I told you earlier, our products are in two herbal pharmacy stores and one holistic pharmacy in Hampton Roads. Those are the three local stores that we're in. September 1st, we actually will be sponsoring a music concert in D.C. at the Songbird Music House. Headlining will be singer Martha Atworth. You can check her out on her Instagram. Really great artist. And her open act will be rapper Lebanon Don. So we're getting ready to plan for that. October 5th through the 5th and the 6th, we will be actually vending at the first ever music and food festival in Exmoor, Virginia. And then after that, in October, I'll be back in D.C. October 26th and 27th, I'll be I'll be vending out there. Howard University homecoming, so we'll
wow.
be. You can check us out there, and huge thing going on there. So you can check us out there. It will be one of the vendors out there. And lastly, we are just continuing to grow our brand and add more products. So we are currently working on all natural shaving cream. So that's what we're working on right now as well.
Hey, is there anything else that you want to leave our listeners with about Rugged Evolution that they absolutely have to know?
Dad, we're continuing to grow, and just always remember, rugged is the new smooth. That's all I can say. Rugged is the new smooth, and just be on the lookout. Continue to follow us on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, because you'll know more on our social media sites. We'll be posting a lot daily, and new ideas, new things going on, and new activities, where we're going next, and stuff like that. Once again, like I said, our website is ruggedevo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com. Our Instagram and Twitter is at Rugged Evo. Facebook, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. And then our YouTube channel, Rugged Evo TV.
Well, that's what's up,
and
man.
And our toll free, if they have any. Oh, yes, thank you.
And go ahead and give us a number one more time, man.
Oh, number is 855-848-3029.
All right, man. Hey, man, we definitely appreciate you spending some time with us today and, you know, letting us know about Rugged Evolution.
Yes, sir.
Again, to all the listeners out there, you know, I've tried this product. I do have a beard. As gray as it is, I have a beard. It's pretty sizable. It's not quite as long as Arrington's, but it's probably about 2 inches. But yeah, these products are really good products. And again, as I've said before, you know, this is a good product. It's not a good product to be a black product. This is a good product. You know, so you guys need to really get familiar with this. Need to check them out. Give them opportunity to earn your business and to earn your repeat business if you have a need, you know, for these particular products. Because, you know, we have a lot of bright entrepreneurs entering into the realm of consumable products, a field that hasn't been represented by us over the course of time. But now we have very young, bright, intelligent individuals that are forging their way into these industries, and we need to support them and help them, you know, reach the pinnacle of success while being served at the same time for the needs that we have. So once again, Arrington, man, we definitely appreciate you coming on. You got any last words for us, man?
Guys, just thanks for having me. It was truly an honor. Look, hey, if you give me a call again, I have fun with this. I have fun. Thanks again for having me. And hope to be talking to you guys again soon. And just God bless. And just remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
Thank you.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. It's fresh and red, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.